100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Monday. How are you today, Ari?
Happy Monday, friends.
Oh, indeed.
Woo!
Start of a new week. And boy, wasn't it just a stunning weekend.
It was so hot. We had to have the air conditioner on.
Oh, the weather I thought was perfect.
It was fine. Yeah. It was fine. Just really just a bit cookery. Yeah, I was cooking in the sun.
What? So you're inside, you're bunkering down in the aircon.
Oh, not for long.
Not for long.
Had to spend all day outside yesterday. Had the dogs up for the weekend.
Oh, that's how was that? Lovely.
It was lovely,
yeah. Took them for some walks and stuff.
Walks, air water play, all that.
You shoot a hose at them, is it? Is that what water play is?
Oh my god, that would scare them.
What do you do? What do you?
No, we take them to the lake.
Oh, okay, like, yeah, that makes a lot more sense.
Run around in the water, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
with a hose. Are you shooting Molly with a hose?
No, she doesn't like water. Bath time is terrible time for her.
Oh, you have to like bribe her with schmackos. Isn't that what you do?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah, have one of the. Basically, the same as all situations. It's transactional.
Yeah, that's true.
Here, have this reward, and you have to do this thing you don't want to do.
I'm not going for a bath unless I have a glass of wine with me. That's what it is.
Hey, now that is not a bad idea.
I cracked the system.
You certainly have. Yeah, it was just nice. Got out, did some yard work,
you know.
Oh, place is looking good. The garden and all that. That's what you want
this
time of year. Yeah, the pond's good.
Yep.
Five fish I counted because I did a little clean out and needed fresh water and got down to the dregs, the last bit, and I kept catching the fish as I'm dumping water out.
Right.
Oh, back in the pond you go. Number five.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
On Saturday, for breakfast, went to Equium Social. The first time in a long time.
That place is very fancy.
It's over near Tyres Hill.
Mayfield,
Tyres Hill, in the borderlands.
Yeah.
Right? And you go in there and they've got, like, the full tatted-up chefs, you know, like you're in some sort of, you know, Brooklyn neighbourhood or something.
Yeah, but
all the food's out there on display.
Yeah, they're all eclectic.
Oh, yeah, very much so, and all the staff as well. But the food was very, very good.
What did you order?
I had something called, like, a Scandi plate or something.
Ooh.
It had, like, you know, very thick-cut smoked salmon and also this, like, what they call pumpernickel bread.
Oh, yes.
Very sort of heavy, dense and European. It was delicious. The whole
European
thing. Well, it was very, very good.
Yeah.
Is all I'll say. Yeah, you pay for it, but it felt like it felt like good value for money.
Last time I was there, I was with my partner, Will, and we had the chili scrambled eggs.
Oh, everything.
Oh, they were good.
Everything there looked amazing. I was, you know, perving on other people's food.
I'm surprised that you even got in there. It is so hard to get a table, especially on the weekends.
Saturday morning, there were other tables available.
Wow, that surprises me.
And then I randomly bumped into a friend from primary school.
Oh.
It was a lovely morning.
Very wholesome.
Indeed.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, though, we delve into some interesting research. Latest insights have found that an Egyptian mug that was donated to a museum. So this was from over 2,000 years ago, this mug, was last used to serve up a cocktail of psychedelics. So apparently a professor over at University of South Florida did an advanced chemical analysis on the mug, so scraped the walls down and got it through some imaging and whatnot. So some of the content left behind found that it contained bodily fluids, alcohol, and psychedelic drugs, most likely used from the plants found by Egyptians. So they've gotten some woo-woo plants, mushed them all up and put them in a cup and drank it.
So the scientists didn't put a bit of water in there, dilute it down and give it a taste.
No.
It was like a scan or something.
I think it might be a bit dusty.
Oh, yeah, it could be that as well. But, you know, it's got the good stuff on it, apparently.
Yeah, well, the concoction was actually also flavoured with honey, sesame seeds, pine nuts, licorice and grapes, which the professor said were commonly used to make the beverage look like blood. So this is all as part of, like, a ritual or a ceremony for one of their gods and blah, blah, blah. So they drank it at these certain times. But it's
they had
said
a really
to
good
be,
time, apparently.
Yeah, it's said to make him go a bit loopy.
Well, it's got the, first of all, it's got the alcohol.
Yeah,
and
well,
it's
that's
also
a...
the psychedelics all in there in one go.
Mm.
No wonder they thought, let's build giant pyramids out of stone. They're all off their chops.
Yeah, what do you reckon there, Barry?
Do you think we should build a new house, Daryl?
Yeah,
nah.
Let's push them up into a triangle.
We'll make it a massive triangle and no one will be able to live in there. Sounds brilliant. Let's do this thing as soon as possible.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, we've talked a little bit on the show before about Trump merch. He's got more and more out now because, obviously, you know, the events of the election, that sort of thing.
Hey now, Mr. Prez.
He's ratcheting up what is available Donald Trump style.
Right.
So, for example, the Trump steaks are back.
What's that?
You can buy beef steaks like T-bones.
Yeah.
Trump brand.
Oh, so it's not like it's shaped like his face or anything like
that?
No. Oh, okay.
Now, in my opinion, they've got written on their Trump steaks, the world's best steaks or something. But they really missed an opportunity to call them Make America Steak Again.
Oh, that's brilliant.
They didn't come up with that.
Does he have his own farm on, like with cows on it?
I'm not sure where he's getting them from.
Yeah,
my guess is the cheapest bidder.
At the backyard.
Exactly. That sort of thing. Then, right now, one of the new things he's got are a set of sneakers. These are completely gold. He revealed them at SneakerCon. Earlier this year.
Oh.
And, yeah, you can buy these. They sort of look like high tops and they're very shiny gold. Every element, including the laces, the whole thing is shiny gold. Not sure how those are selling. Switching them up now, though, because he's releasing his line of guitars. Make America Great Again guitars. He's just... His anything he can, he's merchandising.
He's catering to these Southwest voters.
I guess so.
It's like, here, have a guitar.
The cheapest one you can get, $1,250.
Oh.
That's the cheapest. Then you got that's the American Eagle series. You've then got the Presidential series, the Signature Edition, and the God Bless the USA. There's only 1,300 of those, and some of them have been signed, not all. And those will cost you $10,000.
Oh, jeez.
So if you got 10 grand.
I didn't realise that, you know, being the president actually is going to make him go bankrupt because he's got this little side hustle trying to make bank.
He'll make plenty of money off these things, not the other stuff.
Oh. You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So, Ari, apparently over the weekend, there was a big old secret party going under Stockton Bridge.
I've heard about it and I've seen it on Reddit.
Yeah, but I didn't hear about it until after.
Mm.
So, apparently, there was a massive rave going on under there.
Just
yeah, so do what? Absolutely. Apparently, it's huge. You see the footage. It looked like a real good time.
Yeah.
A good party.
Was it like a secret, though? Because I don't reckon this would have been like.
I'm not sure, but there were. Tickets were for sale online.
Were they?
Yeah. So, secret or not, I'm not sure the whole situation.
Okay.
Would have been so many mozzies, though.
Yeah, that would be the only issue. I think one of the top comments on that Reddit post was like, hope you brought the air gun.
That is definitely it. Right down by the Hexham Swamp there, it would have been prime mozzie territory, especially this time of year.
I don't care. I reckon I would battle the mozzies to go
so
to the
would
place.
I.
Yeah.
Hey, Ari, two waters, please. That'll do me, thanks.
All
let's
right.
go.
I'll grab your can of air gun on my way.
And a V, let's do this thing. Would have been a massive night, no doubt, hey.
We've got some glow sticks too. Amazing.
Crack me one of those. Let's go.
Okay.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Another fail of epic proportions. A truck over in Arizona has absolutely done the numpty and tipped over and spilled out a number of White Claw cans. Now, when I say a number, I mean a full to the brim truck's worth of White Claws.
So White Claw, if you... you know, haven't heard of it. Alcoholic beverage.
Beragino.
Is it vodka-based?
It is vodka-based. It's like a seltzer.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And it comes in like four flavors. They're delicious and they're perfect for summer. Listen to me. I'm trying to get like an ambassadorship going.
I was
going to
say, have you signed a deal with White Claw?
No, but I will take any incoming deals.
What is that can you've got there?
No, it's just lemonade. Well, yeah. So this truck actually spilled out thousands of these cans onto the road. It was on like a busy freeway as well.
You are running out to greet that, aren't you?
Yeah, like I'm looking at the
photo.
Fill
up your car. You know it's all written off in insurance anyway.
Yeah, grab a plastic bag with you. Get one out of the car, like your Coles or your Woolies one, and just start going, I've got them. Everybody,
I'll help you clean up this situation. No worries, mate.
I mean, if you're in a car, like driving maybe on the opposite side of the road or even behind it, and you see this happen, you know you're stopping
over.
Your car. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'll help you clean up, mate. Not a worry. Pass them over here. Let's fill up the car, and suddenly you've got your whole summer sorted, isn't it? Drink responsibly, obviously.
You would just hope they wouldn't be empty.
Oh, well, you shouldn't be, right? It's full. It said full. That's all the information you need right there.
UFM. The Novos.
So, Timu, okay, we all shop on it.
Well, I don't.
Oh, well, I'm a new customer.
Yeah, well, you've recently signed up, and you were telling me about how great it was. Your neighbour bought tons of stuff on there, right?
She does all the time, like every week.
Yeah, packages rolling in.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Well, those who are looking for, I guess, maybe a fashion item, like a pair of clothing, piece of clothing, I should say, shoes, whatever, or even accessories, this is a little bit of a warning to you.
Right.
So this woman who lives over in the UK, her name is Bella, so she's taken to TikTok to kind of, not shout out, but kind of name and shame Timmy a little bit. So she wanted to buy this beautiful kind of resin necklace.
Oh, sounds like something I would get.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, what she purchased was not actually what she was meant to get. She claims that the pendant on this costume jewellery set is actually a rank animal's tooth.
Hey?
Yeah, I know. It's disgusting. So she's gone on to say, look.
What kind of animal?
Like some dog or something. She says it really, really looks like a dog's tooth, she continued. It was kind of like off-white with a black bauble. It also had like a natural decay, which makes her think that it had been like yanked out of a mouth.
Oh, my God. Here's what I will say. If you Google like Timu package sorting, it's pretty intense.
Right.
So there's literally hundreds of millions of packages coming out of this facility, and they're just throwing them. Throw, grab that, yep, that goes in that pile, that goes in that. Just hundreds of millions of packages. If one seller goes, yeah, we got resin necklaces, but really they're like, you know, they're getting them from an old pet cemetery or something.
Ooh.
You're never going to know.
Well, no, that's right. You're not going to inspect it,
they
are
can't
you?
Inspect every package. Mm. It's just not possible. The quality control, I think, is about zero.
Maybe it was like the cheapest way they can make this necklace.
Well, obviously. Oh, look, they ran out of resin bits and went, what's free?
Well, the TikToker is also like, it actually smells. So that's why she thinks it is actually a dog's tooth.
Well, here's what I'll say. Christmas is coming. Buyer beware. But also, maybe if you've got a Rello that you don't really like.
Could be a good prank.
Order them the resin necklace on Timu. Gross.
Christmas Light Spectacular. Over 4 million lights. On now until January 26th at Hunter Valley Gardens. This is New FM's Not So Silent Night.
Yeah, if you haven't heard about this, where have you been? In a couple
question.
Of weeks' time, on Tuesday the 10th of December, we are giving away family passes to come and see the Christmas lights at the Hunter Valley Gardens, as well as some fun for the kids and also a meal in the parkland and a visit from possibly the big man in the red suit.
This is a must come to event,
yes.
But the only way to get there is to win tickets. You can't buy tickets to this.
Nope.
And your next chance to get them, it's just minutes away.
I know. How exciting.
It's very, very cool. This is such a great event. You know, as you said, the food, the entertainment, an entry into the Hunter Valley Gardens for that spectacular Christmas lights display.
So we'll meet up, we'll have a chat, eat some food, have a bit of fun, and then as the sun goes down, we get to go in the gates.
That's right.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Last week, it was sort of late last week, I was chatting to Bree from our Live and Local newsroom.
Yep.
She's a regular newsreader in there at least a few days a week here on UFM. Lovely girl. And she goes, have a look at this. There's a big line across her finger.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I was cooking a microwave rice and I opened the packet and it made a big burn across my finger. Made it too hot. Yeah. It's like somebody had drawn, imagine, you know, Sharpies could be the colour white.
Sure.
A big white Sharpie line across her finger.
She'll live.
Well, she will, luckily, which is good. But, you know, that's a massive burn. She said it hurt for a whole day. I mean, that's intense, right? Fire can be burning. All sorts of burning.
Burn it up.
Sean Kingston, shout out.
Oh, my God, what a hit.
It certainly was. Oh. But this is what I wanted to do here. 4967-4105.
Yep.
How did you get burnt?
Okay, I've got a stupid story.
Okay, what is it? Hit us.
When I was a kid, the couple of times that we went camping in Milbredale, for like the race weekend, whatever, well, we had campfires, which is great. So when I was a kid, I just decided to put my hand in the flames, hot fire flames, burnt my finger.
Oh, there you go.
And my poor little finger, my little pointer.
How long did that hurt for?
A whole week.
Oh, my God, a whole week. Forget a whole day.
I had to stick my finger in ice cubes for all day.
Bree, your story's out. Ari's in.
Yep.
How about this one? Also camping, except I was, you know, 27 or something.
Okay. A bit older.
And we had a barbecue hot plate that I put on the fire.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I went to pick it up and I just burnt my hand. It was so hot already.
Were you a little bit tipsy?
Maybe.
Well, there you go. You didn't have your wits about you. Don't drink and pick up plates.
Well, that is a good way of doing it. 4967-4105. How did you get burnt? Could be, obviously, fire's a big one, but, you know, there can be other ways as well. Mm. Imagine awful sunburn. Let's go to Windale first. Katrina, what's your story?
I've got a pearler of a scar.
Okay.
I was driving along and the car stopped, so I pulled over and the battery I thought was no good, so I've gone to pull it out. And as I've gone to lift the battery out, it's caught on fire. And battery acid's gone up my arm. It burnt for weeks.
Oh, my God. Are you all right now, Katrina?
This was a few years ago, so I've just got a lovely scar now.
Yeah, right.
There is now no hair left on her arm.
Yeah, that's what. Geez, that is intense.
Yeah.
God.
Could you? Oh no, I could not imagine that at all.
And you know what? Katrina was right. That was a pearler. let's go to Mount Hutton next.
Yeah, with Jane. Good morning. How'd you burn yourself, Jane?
It was actually my dad. We were at a barbecue with mum and dad's friends when I was younger. And Dad let over the barbecue. It was a gas barbecue, and his mate thought it'd be funny. He turned on the gas, and it all burnt all his face, all his eyebrows were singed. Mum was not happy with this friend.
Oh, rightfully so. But people do look funny with no eyebrows, just quietly, don't they?
Jane
had a bit of a laugh, didn't you, Jane? Yeah. You absolutely loved it on balance.
If you don't laugh, you cry.
Exactly.
Jeff in Aberglasson wrapping it up. Hey, what's your burn story?
When I was 13, I was cleaning up a broken sledgehammer handle with petrol, so I soaked it all in petrol. Parents were out, so I lit it up with a couple of younger brothers watching. When it started to burn down, I thought it'd be a good idea to add a bit more and poured it in out of a litre and a half container, and the petrol ran up my arms and caught my hands on fire and spilled it on my leg and burnt from my knee right up to my crutch, and I mean right up to my crutch.
Oh, my God. Are you all right now, Jeff?
Yeah, it goes get a bit of funny colour if I get a sunburn on there or suntan. Otherwise, all good, but I spent a week in a bed in hospital at the time.
Jeez, I was going to say it could have been a lot worse, but I don't think it could have.
It could have been.
Yeah, you've got to be so careful. Kids and petrol, eh? I mean, it's just not a good mix in general.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
All right, all you have to do, it's a very easy game if you've never heard this before. Mm-hmm. Put three things in order, cheapest, middle, most expensive, and it's all from local shops around our area. So let's meet our contestant for today, shall we?
Let's do it. Going to Cardiff with Adam. Hey, Adam, how are you?
I'm very well, Ari. How was you?
I'm great. You sound very chipper this morning for a Monday.
I'll always chipper on a Monday. You got to love it.
So you know what? Nice. I totally agree with you, Adam, because the whole week of possibilities ahead. Am I right?
That's right. You got to get up and get into it. If you're flat on a Monday, you're flat all week.
Let's go! All right, Adam. So you know how the game works. I'm going to give you three things. Cheapest, middle, most expensive is the order I need you to put them in, okay? All right. Item number one from Toy Mate at Katara. This is the Carrera remote-controlled Mario Kart pipe cart. Basically, it's about 20, 30 centimetres tall. Looks like Super Mario on a cart that's remote-controlled.
Okay, so like it literally zips around.
Exactly.
Okay.
Item number one. Item number two. From Bangkok Nights Thai Food on Beaumont Street, we've got the pineapple fried rice.
Ooh.
It comes in a half pineapple. So they like
cut it
instead of a plate. So good. All right, and item number three from Woolworths, also at Katara, is the Kit Kat Christmas Cabin.
Ooh.
So basically it's all like Kit Kat bits and Smarties, and you put it together to look like a little house.
Oh, like a gingerbread house. But
exactly,
Kit
but Kit Kat. It is 930 grams, nearly a kilo.
Ooh.
That's a chunky boy. Just to review, you've got the Mario Kart remote control car, quite big. You've got the Bangkok Nights pineapple fried rice and the Kit Kat cabin. What do you reckon is the cheapest?
Cheapest, we're going to go the pineapple fried rice. As lovely as it sounds, I think that's fairly affordable.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
And then it's a toss of a coin between the Mario Kart and the Kit Kat. Because I know the Kit Kat's quite expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't forget it's a, Mario Kart or Nintendo licensed and all that.
Oh, okay. Well, let's drop the Kit Kat in the middle and let's put Mario on top of the tree.
All right.
All right.
Just in time for Christmas. I like what you did there. All right, let's get into this. So you had, first of all, pineapple fried rice. That comes in at $24.90.
Must be good.
Yeah, certainly is. I've actually tried it. It's nice. Then you had the Kit Kat in the middle, and it comes in at $25.
Oh.
So 10 cents more. You've absolutely nailed this so far.
Jeez.
You're still in it. I can reveal Mario Kart comes in at $89, you've got it, done it! You little ripper,
fantastic.
Well done!
You little ripper.
Hey.
You know what? With your awesome attitude, Mondays are just up and up, aren't they?
They are. Let's get amongst it. Let's go and play some putt-putt and rip it up.
Oh!
Yeah,
even given a name check, congratulations, you are off to Rip It Golf.
Yes.
Family pass plus in the draw for our not-so-silent night.
Mm-hmm.
Another local winner here at New FM.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
So I've seen this post on one of our community pages around the Cameron Park Edgeworth page.
Yeah.
Now, look, it's interesting. It's not something I would do. But it's just advertising a sound meditation class. It's like an hour session, for $35. You can book in. And it's basically centered around reconnecting and grounding yourself by using like these sound meditation things.
They're like a big brass bowl, I think.
Made of different, I guess, materials.
Metals,
and you get like this little, what would you call them?
Like it looks like a, you know when you crush up your herbs?
Oh, like a mortar and pestle.
Yeah, it's
thing.
Like the stick bit.
Yeah, it's
right?
A bit.
And then they run that around the edge of a bowl.
Yeah.
And then sort of ding on the side of it.
Yeah.
I've actually got a little recording of what it sounds like.
Okay.
Imagine this.
Oh, yes.
Sit back, relax.
For an hour.
Take it easy.
Mm.
As the sound takes away your stresses and all of your worries of the day.
Oh, God, creepy.
That's the sort of thing that would be going on.
Yeah,
right?
So this is being held in Cameron Park, so my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
The only thing is, so, like, look, whatever works for your de-stressing and your meditation, whatever calms you down, I'm all for.
Sure.
But you can't have this type of relaxed sound class in Cameron Park anymore.
What? Why do you say that?
Okay, I say this because Cameron Park used to be, like, a very peaceful area. It's still a lovely suburb, but now we have, like, an enormous amount of noise heading through the suburb.
It's a different soundscape. In the past, it might have just been very quiet, perfect for that sort of dinging on bowls.
Yeah, not anymore, because the population has grown.
Sure.
So has the amount of foot traffic, car traffic, also animals that are in the area. It's ridiculous.
All right, so what might one of these Cameron Park sound bathing classes actually sound like?
Now, picture this. You're sitting in a nice quiet room, then all of a sudden you hear flying up the street some hoons.
Okay, so you've got this sort of noise going on.
Yep.
Sit back, relax, and it doesn't work the same, does it?
No. It irks me.
Take all your stresses away. Oh.
I can't sit down for a 5 p.m. tipple and a relax after work because I've got the hoons coming up the street.
Yeah, they're there ready to go at all times.
Then also on the road, you've got all the motorbikers.
Oh, now this is... All of that. Oh. Sit back, relax, and let all your worries disappear.
And then you look out the window and they're doing like wheelies up the road. I think not. Take your dirt bikes and go away from my Cameron Park. And then also you've got, now I'm all for a bit of a friendly dog, but when the dogs are out of control and they all start to join in, you're not going to be able to relax.
Sit back, relax and enjoy. Oh,
ridiculous.
I cannot.
And then now just in the past, I want to say a couple of months, we now have, because of all the rain, frog infestations. There's frogs in everyone's backyard.
Relax and enjoy. I can't because there's so many of all of that noise all going on at once. Someone's dinging on a bowl in the background as well. The whole thing's an absolute nightmare. I'm not relaxed at all.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
All right, so apparently nutritionists are warning about the dangers of fairy bread.
Oh, what?
Apparently some of the dyes in it are a bit like not so good for you or something.
Oh, isn't it just like sugar?
That's what I would have thought. Okay. And way to knock the fun out of the most iconic Australian food that ever existed, right?
At birthday parties from the ages of like 2 to 12.
And you know what? I feel like there should just be more of it.
I haven't had a good piece of fairy bread.
When did you last have a slice?
You know what? I'm going to say... Oh, years. Like, oh, since I was like 12?
7?
11? Maybe 12?
It's been way too long.
Oh, ridiculous. I love fairy bread.
Anytime anything fun happens, they always take it away.
Yep.
And this is the latest in it. They got to either, here's what I'd say, they got to figure out how to, like, make the colours safer if that's the case. Don't be taking away the food.
There is no way they're going to rip that from the shelves.
I cannot take that away from me, please. It's one of my last joys.
I'm going to go buy some hundreds and thousands after
just,
work today.
Just as a celebration and make some.
Yep. Got a whole loaf of bread.
You're a dangerous girl, Ari.
I'm going to be full of bread, butter and all of the coloured sprinkles.
Look how happy you look.
I'm actually very excited. I'm hungry.
UFM. The Novos.
Crevo, you and I were having a little conversation last week. Of course, talking about food, because that's what we love to talk about the most between you and I, is
I
our
agree.
Love for food.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm the resident snack expert. So we were talking about how much I love a good Smith chip. Could be, like, honestly, plain is good, salt and vinegar's fine, but nothing beats, like, the cheese and onion flavour.
We're talking about, like, the classic sort of crinkle cut
ones. Yeah, the crinkle cut, yes, correct. Yeah. Nobody's having the other ones. Come on, crinkle cut's the way to go.
Sure.
But you were saying, look, I'm not actually in the mood for that. I prefer the kettle chips, the crunchy ones.
Yeah, so, look, when crinkle cut chips were a solo item, as in they were the only style you could get.
Mm.
They were a lovely chip. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with them, so to speak.
Yeah.
But once Kettle brought out the extra crunchy style of chip, Smith's crinkle cut were left in the rearview mirror.
I can't agree with you.
They were. Here's why. The flavours are better when it comes to, like, your kettle and Red Rock jelly and stuff like that. Lovely cracked pepper or a little bit of lime versus chosen onion, right? And so flavouring is number one. Number two is shape is better as well. When it comes to, like, your kettle or your Red Rock deli, it's a more round shape. And then thirdly, texture. Obviously, the crunch level is way higher. And crunch is what it's all about.
So, okay.
As it's famously said, and that's what it's all about, crunch, crunch. That's how the song goes. So if you look at those three arguments, how could you say that the old school crinkle cut Smiths are better than kettle style, including Red Rock Deli, etc.?
Well, the Smiths
you are mad.
The Smiths, I feel like they're homely to me. Like, we've always had them in the house. They just remind me of good times. Plus, they're more fun. Like, the crinkle cut style is actually so much more fun to try and crunch into.
What do you mean more fun?
It's a cooler looking thing.
Duh.
Cool shape.
Duh.
All for it.
I do not take that as an argument.
And also, I prefer the style of flavour on the Smiths. I find them actually a little bit easier to eat. They're not overpowering, and they're, like, the texture as well is a little bit more buttery or more oily, whichever one you want to think it is. I just think it's better.
Easier to eat. What are you, some nan with three teeth left? All right. The court of chip law is now open here at New FM, mm-hmm. and we want you to help decide which is the superior type. Is it the kettle style, Red Rock Deli, etc., which have that better crunch, better flavours, all that sort of thing? Or is it the old-fashioned crinkle cut like your Smiths?
Give me a Smithy.
Any of the cheese and onion and stuff like that. All right, 4967 4105. In Cardiff, Caroline, which do you prefer?
Kettle all the way.
Yeah, thank you. A bit of common sense. You know what? I'll give you a correct.
And it is. It's common sense. The reason being, you're at a party.
Yeah.
You have your Jats, you have your kettles.
Yeah, that's
right. The Jats run out, but you can use your kettle in dips because they're a stronger chip.
Like, you know, physically, I didn't even think of dip-based scenarios.
We never buy a kettle, really. God. If we're having a party, we usually go in the Smiths.
God, they're smart out at Cardiff, is all I'll say.
No, can't agree. Let's go to Maryland with Danny. Hey, Danny, which side are you on?
Oh, definitely the Smiths, Chris.
Yes, Danny!
Hey, what do you mean?
Oh, they're saltier, crunchier, and, mate, just the texture is just way better. Them kettle, mate, they're definitely bottom of the line.
Oh, what? Okay, one apiece here at this point, isn't it?
Love it.
All right, well, I think we're up to a tiebreaker here.
All right.
Everything to play for. In Boorigal, Adonis, what do you reckon?
Definitely the kettle, baby. That's the gourmet of all chips, baby. That's the revamp and the remix. Of the Smith.
Yeah,
the kettle is the way to go, baby. The kettle.
That's what I like to hear. Now tell us, do you have a favorite flavor? Mine's got to be chili.
Oh, the chili, yeah, because the deli. I don't know if y'all got that brand here in Australia. I like the deli chili pepper, you know, kettle. That's the, like, that's champagne right there. That's champagne and caviar. That's the one.
That's champagne and caviar, and you know what? 2-1.
I don't think there's a better argument ever made.
Never happened.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
An incredible coincidence happened over the weekend, Crevo. So on Sunday, so yesterday, I went over to the Italian festival in Lake Macquarie. So it's called Lago di Mac, which...
lovely. Sounds exotic.
It was really good, but I'll talk about that later on in the show. We'll do like a wrap-up of how that went. But a little tidbit. So we took the dogs there. So Murphy, which is one of my fur nephews.
It's your brother's dogs.
Yeah, it's my brother's dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, Princeton and Murphy. Sorry, because my sister-in-law was up for the weekend.
Sure.
Anyway, so we were walking around to, like, some of the cars on display and whatnot, and there was obviously dogs allowed in Craters Park.
Nice.
And then we saw two other GSPs, German Shorthaired Pointers, which are the same breed as Murphy. And this is quite rare to see a GSP,
right. Let
alone, like, two of them. Now, we went and said hello and, you know, had a chat to the owners and whatnot. Got to chatting. It turns out that... the female dog, She was like giving him like lots of little licks and kisses and nice sniffs, and everyone was getting along really well. Apparently, that's his auntie. They found a family member.
What are the chances?
Yeah.
That is actually extraordinary.
Yeah, and then he had like his step uncle that was there as well, or whatever it is, or half uncle, or whatever.
Oh my
called.
God, yeah. That is actually extraordinary.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, what breeder did you get them from? And Oof. They're like, oh, we got them from here. Oh, same as us, blah, blah, blah.
That is amazing.
Yeah, so the dog that we met, her sister would have been Murphy's mum.
That is amazing. That is actually extraordinary. The chances of that at a random car show / festival to see them there, and to recognize them and figure it out.
Well, I took photos of them. They look identical. I'm like, they're certainly in the same bloodline.
Well, they certainly are. Wow. What a great story. Hey, baby Esme, my little kid, 6 months of age at the moment, has started putting stuff in her mouth. Just grabbing like anything she can grab. What does this taste like? Oh, it tastes like wood because it's a wooden toy.
This is just a normal development for babies.
I think so.
Right?
Yeah, it is normal. Like, what's this toy taste like? Everything pretty much. If she can get it in her hand, she's trying to put it in her mouth. Got to be quite careful because sometimes, you know, she might grab something she isn't supposed to. And then you're like, hey, you can't put that in your mouth. Put that, you know, hot poker away, that sort of stuff. Queensland University has released a list of the top 10 items swallowed by children requiring emergency care at their children's hospital.
Ooh.
Now, medications are in there. Then there's some other, I guess, expected suspects.
Mm-hmm.
Marbles, batteries. Is a big one, and the button battery is the really dangerous one.
Yes, yeah, gotta be so careful.
Because they can burn straight through the esophagus here within 2 hours.
Jeez.
Glass, bits of glass, magnets, another one that you've got to be really careful of. Food, obviously. Lego. Number 5 is Lego.
Does not surprise me in the slightest because those bricks can be so small and like little heads off of figures.
Exactly. Head off a figurine must be right up there. And, you know, if it all goes well, you get an x-ray. Oh, there's the Lego head.
Mm.
And you can see it smiling at you. That must be a weird thing, right? And a little bit funny, especially if it all goes through okay. Coins are right up there. We're in a cashless society, or are we? There's still a lot of coins about.
Yeah.
And they're just, kids want to hide coins. It's like something that goes back as far as coins have been invented. Kids want to buy them.
Yeah.
Oops, straight in the mouth. Oh, suddenly you swallowed it. Beads are in there as well because they are everywhere. There's those tiny little beads. If you get like a beading kit, there's like a million beads in one box.
Well, those craftwares things can be quite dangerous. Yeah.
That's it. Crayons are on the list as well.
How are you swallowing a whole crayon?
Great question. First of all, how have you done that?
Are you okay? Is your child fine? Yeah. And so they need to be examined?
Yeah, because they've swallowed a whole crayon, all the toys, seeds and nuts. Well, they're supposed to be swallowed, I guess, but chewed first, hopefully. Balls. What does that mean? Like the high bouncing balls, maybe? Like a bouncy ball?
You can't swallow those.
I wouldn't have thought so.
I don't know what that is. Yeah.
Kids are having a good go at it, though.
Yeah, I reckon.
Obviously, the medications, we mentioned that. Just as, you know, when I see this list, I think, God, there's a lot to panic about.
You think?
All these things, everything. Esme just wants to say everything. How am I going to keep it all away from her from swallowing it?
Just keep her in the high bouncer forever and never let her touch a little toy again.
That is a good idea. No more toys for her. Sorted.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
In the last month, of course, we witnessed one of the biggest boxing bouts in history in terms of attendance and viewership, at least, anyway.
Mm.
70,000 people watched it live in person, and then there were tens of millions watching on Netflix. I'm, of course, talking about Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. Now, obviously, Jake Paul won. It seemed pretty clear at the time. But on the watch back, a lot of people are beginning to theorize that behind this fight was actually, in fact, a rigged fight.
No.
Now, there's no proof of this at this point.
No, I was going to say, I haven't heard anything about this.
Purely conspiracy theory at this point, right? Weighing in heavily on this, though, is Sylvester Stallone.
Rocky now, himself.
That's right. Now, he said, just to set my personal record straight, and this is a quote from him, business is business. Sometimes you have to do hard things and sacrifice for the sake of helping your family. So this is, he's implying that Tyson has sacrificed the fight in order to get the paycheck for his family, throwing the fight. That is the suggestion. He's saying that this was all an act. The fight was a lie, he said in a New York Post. They had no intentions to really strap it on. If you look through that, I didn't see one patented uppercut by Mike Tyson. What did Mike Tyson win on? Uppercuts. Now, this is the uppercuts is actually the topic of a lot of conversation in and around this being rigged.
Yeah.
So there's like videos that people are like focusing in on where people claim Mike Tyson had opportunities to do the uppercuts, but he didn't do any of them.
Maybe he's just really old and he's not all there anymore.
Well, that is a very distinct possibility.
I think that's also the case and actually throwing the fight.
I mean, essentially what happened at the end of the day, Jake Paul beat up an old man.
That's basically it.
The essence of it. All these people saying it's rigged. Yeah, maybe like 30 years ago, if Mike Tyson was in the prime of his fitness, health and career.
Yeah, that's right.
And he lost to Jake Paul, then you might have go, yeah, rigged.
He's taken too many hits to the body and the head. He's just slowed down. That's
exactly.
All that is.
Exactly. He's at an age where a lot of people get retirement. You know, they're on the pension.
I was about to say that. He's on the pension.
He's at the pension age. Of course he didn't win. The other guys, you know, Jake Paul's in the peak of his fitness and youth.
Yep.
It's not a rigged thing, I don't think.
Oh, well, just let the conspiracies fly,
Sylvester Stallone, I think you might be wrong on this one, Sly.
Christmas Light Spectacular. Over 4 million lights. On now until January 26 at Hunter Valley Gardens. This is New FM's Not So Silent Night.
Oh, Creevo, I'm getting my jingle bells ready. I'm getting out my Santa hat, my elf ears, my reindeer antlers. It is time for Not So Silent Night in just a couple of weeks.
Oh, my God, it's so close. And the excitement is building. I've had people asking me, heck, can you hook us up with the tickets? Or where do I buy them? I'm like, No.
Mm-mm.
Winning only. That is your only option. It's an exclusive event. We get the food. Mm-hmm. Let's not forget the kids' entertainment.
Yeah, got to keep them entertained.
And, of course, heading over to the Christmas Light Spectacular
at
for free.
At sundown.
That's right. Yeah. Perfect time as the lights flicker on and you see them, millions of them.
Yeah,
in
over
all their
4
glory.
Million. Oof. It'll be so good. But plus,
imagine
we'll
me
there.
Having the job of counting them. So
I
annoying.
Don't think you would be. Would what? You?
Yeah. Nah, how you do they know there's 4 million?
Well, you look on the box and then you just do the math.
Oh, yeah, that's probably smarter.
The lights, yeah.
You know what I mean? They go, 200 lights in this. And they go, right, add
that's
200
it.
To the list.
Yeah.
Someone doing the tally marks.
You're on the calculator, yep. But this is really exciting. You and I will be there. Joel from You Live and Local Drive Home will be broadcasting live from there in the afternoon as well. Oh, what more could you want? Good friends, good socialising, great lights.
It is awesome. So, remember, you want to win the tickets. You've got to be listening at all times. That is your only chance. Never turn off New FM.
Well, that's a trick,
a life
isn't it?
Lesson, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Keep that in your noggin.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Yesterday, my family and I, we treated ourselves to a day out at Crowdis Bay. This is in Lake Macquarie. And we went to what it was called, whatever, Lago di Mac.
What's this all about?
So this is the Italian festival that was on at Thomas Holton Park. This was a great day out, honestly. It was warm, yes, given that. But as soon as we turned up, hundreds of people were already there. Okay,
oh,
so
beautiful.
Picture everything Italian. I'm talking food, gelato. There was music, like cars, all of that type of thing.
Stunning.
So it was just a little festival to celebrate Italian culture and all the wonderful things in it.
I love
so
that.
So as soon as we walked up, all you could see was like you had the Ferraris, the Lamborghinis. There was Maserati. There were so like it was like a mini car show out the front in like one of the
cool.
car parks. Oh my God!
They were sparkling in the sun.
They were freshly washed,
of course.
But beautiful colours. So you could see like all the enthusiasts and all like the young men like
hanging around with their Ferrari hats on.
Well, not even their Ferrari hats. They just got their phones out. They're like, oh, look at those wheels. Oh, you know, check this one out, bro. Anyway, they loved it. and I'm just like, and Dad's like walking around
nice
with
cars.
Me. Yeah, well, Dad is like a car enthusiast himself.
Right.
He's worked on cars throughout his whole life.
He's talking you through it.
Yeah, yeah, basically it's like, oh, all right, check this out. I worked on one of these one day, blah, blah, blah. And like, look at this one. This is limited edition, this, that, whatever. And he's like, check out this one, check out this one. I'm like, okay, Dad, that's enough.
He was anyway, one of those young people, wasn't he? At heart.
Young at heart, yeah. But at least he looks Italian, so he looks like he knows what he's talking about at this festival. Anyway, so then we walk down a little bit further into the parklands just before we finish off with the driveway. And then you have all the little Vespas and the motorbikes.
Oh, so
and,
cute.
Oh, my God. I said to Dad, you know what? I'm selling my car and I'm getting a Vespa. Mimi.
Definitely.
Can you picture me like on a little Vespa going down Maitland Road? Like, hello. Buongiorno. That would be so funny.
I love that. You should get a mint green one, I reckon.
I was thinking like a red.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Red's pretty.
It is.
Anyway, you can't miss me.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then we go further into the park. Then we got some pistachio gelato. We also got some.
You're living good.
Yeah, cannolis. It was really lovely. Met some dogs, which was great as well. Anyway, so we go past the wine. We go past all of the wines, not the wine, sorry, like the oils and stuff. So like
olive
they've got pasta sauces there as well. So it was really lovely. But you could just hear, like, the atmosphere was just filled with beautiful Italian music.
Right.
And then someone was also singing live.
Oh,
not
really?
Karaoke per se, but all I could hear in the atmosphere was this.
When the moon
well, not
hits
me.
Your eye, like a big pizza pie. That's amore.
Oh, stunning.
Okay, so that wasn't me singing. World but seems okay, you turn it off now. Anyway, so playing That's Amore was this stunning Italian man, and he got off the stage, and everyone started like dancing and swaying with each other.
Oh, how
so
beautiful.
He got up and started serenading some older women.
Oh, I
love
this.
And he's like,
this.
I'm a lucky guy.
Like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Ridiculous. And then Dad decides to get a bit into it.
Oh,
so Dad starts
now?
Doing like a little jig and a bit of like a bit of the twist is happening with the leg. And he's just like, oh, this is my element. Dad, I've never seen Dad so happy in my life.
Oh, well, he was right at home there.
Yeah.
You know, in and amongst the people, in and amongst the dancing. Mm. What a beautiful day out, hey?
Oh, he looked at me. He's like, Ari. We're the most Italian ones here.
Newcastle really turning it on, eh?
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
We're pretty much done for today.
Yes.
Before we go, though, we have to award a prize.
Yes, the family passed our Not So Silent Night. This is up at the Hunt Valley Gardens. So free entry. You also get free food. Bit of social in,
that's
fun for
right.
the kids.
That's all that good stuff. And that goes to Adonis in Boorigal. We were talking about which is the better type of chip, the kettle, like the crispier ones, or the Smith.
Yummy.
And this was his response.
Definitely the kettle, baby. That's the gourmet of all chips, baby. That's the revamp and the remix of the Smith.
Yeah,
so
that's
the kettle is the way to go, baby.
Do you have a favorite flavor?
Chili, yeah, because the deli. I don't know if y'all got that brand here in Australia. I like the deli chili pepper, you know, kettle. That's the, like, that's champagne right here. That's champagne and caviar.
Champagne and caviar.
God, he's a wordsmith, isn't he?
He certainly is. Congratulations. You're coming along to our Not So Silent Night. That is us done for the day. Have a lovely day and a great Monday, everyone. Mm. We'll catch you tomorrow.
See you then.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au. And you can relive all the fun again and again and again.